I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. And so begins the famous poem Trees by the American poet Joyce Kilmer of the planet Earth, which he wrote 112 years ago this very month on the 2nd of February, 1913. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. Have you ever thought about how many times trees are mentioned in the Bible? From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Genesis, which we were reading during our weekday masses this week, to the tree of the cross, trees are at the center of the story of our salvation. Of course, there is the well-known olive tree in the Bible. There's the cypress tree. That's a popular biblical tree. It represents everlasting life because its wood is resistant to decay. And who could forget the famous cedar of Lebanon, mentioned over 100 times in the Bible? For the righteous shall flourish like the cedar of Lebanon, Psalm 92. The cedar's strength and longevity are represented in its wood and its roots. No doubt you remember when Jesus curses the fig tree in Matthew chapter 21, and in Luke chapter 13, when the owner of another fig tree wants to cut down his tree that hasn't produced fruit in 3 years, the gardener begs the owner to give the fig tree another chance for another year. So you can see, I could go on and on, right? From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to the tree of the cross, trees are at the center of the story of our salvation. If the seminarians are looking for a little extra credit, I would suggest that they write a 10-page paper, single-spaced, 1-inch margins, on the biblical foundation for trees. Wouldn't that be fun to read that report? If I could take the liberty to change Joyce Kilmer's poem just slightly, I might say, I think that I shall never see a metaphor as lovely as a tree. Today, the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah borrows his metaphor about trees from the very first psalm of the Bible, which was our psalm for today. The prophet Jeremiah says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth." Have you ever been to Iceland? Have you seen the lava waste from the recent volcanic eruptions? Nothing grows in this lava waste. But Jeremiah says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not when the heat comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but it still bears fruit." Oh, I think that I shall never see a metaphor as lovely as a tree. You see, the tree represents our souls. And the water represents Christ, the living water. And the heat is a metaphor for pressure, stress, persecution, temptations. "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man," Jesus says, "rejoice on that day." You can rejoice on that day if you have deep roots and are connected to me, the living water. You know, I was on retreat last week, and I was walking out in the woods, and I saw a lot of these big, huge trees that had fallen over. That's because the soil is terrible It's so shallow and sandy. The trees could not stretch out its roots to the clear creek stream that runs through the abbey property. And so a little wind comes and the whole tree topples over. So when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems uphill, when funds are low and debts are high, when you want to smile but have to cry, do you abandon God? Or do you stay cool in the midst of the heat? When things are difficult in married life, when things are difficult in family life, things might be difficult in your work or professional life, are your roots deep enough in God that they're able to weather the heat? You know, in high school, we had a fun cheer that the cheerleaders said for us. The cheerleaders would say, "Is anybody hot?" And we'd say, "No." And the cheerleaders would say, "Can you tell me why?" And we'd say, "Yeah, because we're too cool. Because we're too cool." Perfect, isn't it? When the heat is on, you stay cool. How do you do under pressure? Do you fumble the ball, throw 100 interceptions, or do you stay cool under pressure? For the Christian, the heat of persecution, trial, distress, anguish, danger, it doesn't bother us. We stay cool because we're connected to the eternal spring, who is Jesus. And Jeremiah also says that there are times in our spiritual lives we'll experience drought. A year of drought is a metaphor for a time of dryness in your soul and in your spiritual life. When you're poor or hungry or mourning, will you trust and hope in God even in those difficult moments? Maybe for several years, it seems like nothing's happening in your prayer life. Or maybe when you read the Bible or do your morning meditations, it seems like God is silent. Or maybe when you come to Sunday Mass, Sunday after Sunday, it seems like you're not getting anything out of it. But if you have deep roots and you're connected to Christ, even in a spiritual dryness, you'll bear fruit. Like St. John of the Cross, who for many, many months went to prayer and journaled what happened to him in prayer. And he would finish prayer and he'd go to his journal and he wrote down nada. And he'd go to pray the next day. And he would write down what happened in his journal and he wrote nada. And he would go to pray the next day and he would write down what happened in his journal and he wrote down nada, which means nothing, nothing, nothing. And yet, that time of spiritual drought produced great fruit for the church. St. John of the Cross, from that dryness, wrote some of the most beautiful, profound poetry that the church has ever known. Or what about St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta? Do you know she experienced a dark night of the soul for 50 years? 50 years? 50 years. Dryness, drought, nothing. And yet, that drought bore fruit for the church, for the missionaries of charity, and for the poorest of the poor. Why? How is that possible? Because her roots went deep, deep, deep into the heart of Christ, the fountain of eternal life. So if your roots are deep, and you're drinking from the stream who is Christ, you don't have to fear the storms or the heat or the droughts in your spiritual life. For the person who trusts in the Lord, even though the heat is on, things aren't going well, even though there's a drought in your prayer life, God will constantly give the person who trusts in Him life, youth, energy, zeal, faith, hope, love, that will bear fruit for the church and the whole world. So, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not when the heat comes, its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. Oh, I think that I shall never see a metaphor as lovely as a tree.